the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and hair. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Once a week, Ash and I put Dave through his paces on all things girly and feminine. Obviously, Aisling is off at the moment. She'll be back with us on Tuesday. Dave needs to get 3 questions correct to win the week. Now, we do give him a hand. He has to get 1 question outright correct on his own, but he does have 2 lifelines to help him out. One is his simplify option, 50-50 essentially, and one similar to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Instead of phone a friend, this is phone a female, and we have the gorgeous, lovely Jess standing by to give you a hand this morning,
nice
Dave.
Nice one, Jess. Appreciate it.
Just to say as well, because it is the girly quiz and we delve into anatomy, time of the month, pregnancy, etc., body parts, everything, hormones.
You never know what I'm going to say.
If you're cautious of little ears in the car, just keep a hand on the dial this morning as we crack on. I think it's all pretty much safe.
Actually, they're all in school.
You
know
yourself.
They're off school.
They're off school this week, yeah. The girly quiz is with Irish Life, giving women direct access to GPs who specialise in female health. That is good to know. And just for coming on to help Dave out, Jess, who is our phone a female, has bagged her very own pamper hamper with products to help her unwind and relax. Let's get cracking. You alright?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous, but like, let's do it. Let's just get it over with. I mean, yay, so happy the girly quiz is here.
I love my life.
Yeah.
Yay. Dave, question one this week. A bracelet worn around the bottom of the leg is called a what?
It is called an anklet. And it is a wonderful word.
Anklet?
Final answer. Boom, 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 boom.
Wow.
In there, no messing.
Wow.
30 seconds.
It's got to be the quickest answer we've ever had.
I think that's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah.
My God.
I'm glad you didn't ask me what, like, oh no, I suppose a toe ring. That's what they are.
They're pretty straightforward.
Yeah, a toe ring. Yeah.
Dave,
yeah.
What is a toe ring? what do you make of anklets?
Anklets are very, very nice.
Yeah.
I don't really like. They can be nice. I suppose they can also be ugly. It's like bracelets, aren't they? They're just on your ankle. I think. Right. Aren't they on there all the time though? Don't you get them molded on or something? Not molded, but like kind of soldered.
No.
Okay.
No. I think there are certain bracelets that you can put on by a jeweller that they're kind of in at the moment actually where you and your friend will get one locked on. But I think anklets in general have been around for ages and you don't have to get them like surgically removed or anything.
Yeah.
Producer Callum.
I've seen a shop in the Pavilion Shopping Centre in Swords that do like permanent jewellery, which is you're saying.
That's all in at the moment.
Yeah, it's kind of moulded together.
It's like a tattoo.
You can't take it off.
It's like the dedication of a tattoo between you and your friend kind of thing without getting inked. Okay, question number 2, Dave, on the girly quiz this week. Back. This is a disgrace. He's too easy. Dave, when putting makeup on the lips.
Yeah, see, this is where I'm gone.
Is it advised to apply lip liner or lipstick first?
Lip liner.
What's lip liner, Dave?
I have a feeling that lip liner is something that goes around the perimeter of the lips to make your lips seem bigger than they are.
Okay.
Instead of having to get like your lips done, you'd put lip liner on. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Lipstick, I'd imagine, would go on first, just because you need to know where the lips are and where the lips end.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm.
Before or after, when putting makeup on the lips, is it advised to apply lip liner or lipstick first?
Do you know what? I feel like we're giving Jess a pamper hamper. She should work for it.
Hiya, Jess.
I'm not fully sure. What's up, Jess? How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, Jess. I've got 30 seconds on the clock and I'd love you to tell me what goes on first, lipstick or lip liner?
It is a lip liner.
It is lip.
Goes on first.
Oh, does it?
The lip liner goes on first.
Yes.
Okay, interesting. I like it, Jess. And you seem pretty confident. How confident are you?
I would say very.
You would say very confident. Okay, I would have always thought that the lipstick would go on first and then the liner afterwards to around the perimeter, but maybe I'm wrong. Let's go with Jess and the lip liner goes on first. Oh, Jess, what are you doing to me? Jess! Jess, Jess, what are you doing?
What kind of way
Jess?
Do other people do their makeup?
According to a makeup website that I was looking at, Jess, they're saying that you'd always with lipstick put the stick on first and then outline. However, with gloss, you'd put the lip liner on first. Then you'd smudge it into the gloss. But they would say the liner would go after the lipstick.
Oh my God. Wow. I've been doing my makeup wrong for years.
It's actually what I've been doing my makeup wrong for years. Well, now you know, Jess. The girly quiz, helping people out since 2022.
Sorry.
I know, Jess, massive fan of yours. You've won yourself to hamper anyway. Don't worry about it. It's grand.
See you, Jess. Oh, appreciate it.
Jess. Talk to you later,
Don't
Jess.
Worry.
Bye-bye. Okay, we crack on into question number 3.
I have a feeling a lot of WhatsApps are about to come through now.
We'll come back to that.
What the hell?
Back to this. Let's move on.
All right, okay. Lipstick girls, not gloss. Okay. Dave, why is it traditional for the father to walk the bride down the aisle on her wedding day?
What kind of a question is that? That's history. That's not girly.
It is girly. Sure, it's a girl. It's a girly thing.
Well, a father is... I'm not saying I agree with it. Okay? I'm just...
No, as in traditionally. Why was that a tradition?
Tradition, I would imagine, because the father was seen as the only man in the woman's life until she got married. So the father was giving the girl away to the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they hold the hands when they're walking up the aisle, and then they place the hand in the husband's hand and you go, you look after my baby girl.
Well, that's cute, but... So you're saying traditionally it's about being the only man in her life?
It's about, yeah, I would say it's about being the only man in her life and... Or not, just the most important, like the most important man in her life.
I think that's a really nice way to look at it. Just not sure if I can accept it.
Okay. I don't know what other answers... Could I simplify?
You can simplify. Let's simplify it.
Let's hear that famous Aisling Bonner simplify sound.
Oh, sugar, she's on here. Okay.
Very good.
Yeah, it's not great. Simplify mode. The question being, why is it traditional for the father to walk the bride down the aisle on her wedding day? Number one, this dates back to the days of arranged marriages where the father would give the bride away an exchange of ownership.
Yeah.
Olden days. Or B, because brides don't want their ma's dresses to show them up.
See, this is why I hate the Simplify. The Simplify is stupid.
I think the Simplify is fun.
The Simplify sucks.
But you want them to be harder?
I do want them to be harder. Because it's very obviously A. It's basically I've just went, hey, Emma, I don't know the answer, so can I have the answer, please? That's basically what the Simplify is.
Well, you probably would have absolutely sucked at the girly quiz this week should you not have used your Simplify.
Boo. Let's go back to question 2.
Do you know what? We're going to put a pin in it. We'll come back after 3 minutes because I've got a lot of research and a lot of people to appease on the WhatsApp. So,
I swear to God, I checked and triple checked this yesterday. Gloss and liner is different. Lipstick and lip liner is different again.
People are begged to differ. Bear with us. Give us 3 minutes and we will come back to this.
Give us a mua, please.
It's a girly quiz with Irish Life Health. Helping people live healthier lives. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
I hate when this happens.
You're getting dragged, Emma. You are getting dragged.
I love this. I love this.
One of the questions Dave was asked was regarding applying makeup to your lips, okay? I looked up this website to get details on this, and this is what I was told. Anyway, the question was, when putting makeup on the lips, is it advised to apply lip liner or lipstick first, okay? And I was told by this website that stick goes first, liner goes after, different to lip gloss.
Right.
But sure, they're all coming at me now. I'm getting absolutely accosted left, right and centre.
I have never seen people so passionate about this. The amount of ones of always lip liner first. I've got capitals, lip liner first. Mm-hmm. No way the liner goes on after the lipstick. That's from Leah. Give him the damn point, says Becca. Kylie Jenner applies lipstick first. Who the hell
Kylie
puts
Jenner
on...
does lipstick first, exactly.
Sorry, where was that? Give him the damn... applies liner first.
Oh.
Who the hell puts lipstick on first?
Oh.
That is from Karen.
That's amazing.
We've got to get a definitive answer. Yeah. We've Jade on the line.
Jade is standing by. What's the story, Jade? Did I mess up?
Yeah, it's always liner first. Hi. It's like when you're colouring in a picture, you always do around the edges first and then you fill in because...
Then you colour in the lines.
I need to say hi to the kid in the background because we get no attention whatsoever.
Yeah, it's very serious matters being discussed here, Charles. Yeah, issues with the girly quiz. Okay, cool. Are you you're saying that in a big way? Are you a makeup artist? Are you a professional?
I'm not a professional, but I did do a makeup course years ago, and even at that, I was taught you always do the liner first.
Okay.
There we go.
So, all right. We hear
you. You're right.
Thank you, Jade.
Thank you, bye.
Talk to you later. Bye, bye, bye.
Wonderful.
We've had a couple of messages in as well. Lindsay got in touch bringing up, Emma, that you're friends with the girls from Be A Bell. They are
Avian and Blonnet.
I don't know if it'd be great to get them on just purely because they might actually say I'm wrong.
They specialise in cosmetics and things like that, don't they?
Makeup, yeah.
They're the pros.
Fake tan, everything.
Lindsay is saying, get the Be A Bell girls on the phone. It's definitely lip liner first. So we're taking this as the definitive answer.
Yes, okay.
Jade has already said yes, so I'm happy to give you the win.
Yeah.
But Emma, are you doubling down on this?
All right, okay, let me just get
the Be A Bell girls, right? So they were obviously, they have their own makeup company, Ave and Blonnet, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I'm bringing Ave here, one second.
Oh, God.
Might not answer.
This is going to be so bad.
Come on, Ave.
Hello, again speaking.
Ave, it's Emma. Hi.
Oh, hi, how are you?
We're going to put you on air just 2 seconds. You answer me a very simple question, girly quiz drama. Lip liner or lipstick first?
Definitely lip liner.
Yes. Lip liner first. Okay, I was wrong. Okay, thank you. That's from the expert. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. See you for Jazzy later. Yeah. Bye. 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 Bye.
Yeah.
All right.
I get the winner music.
He gets the winner music.
This is like that time Bruno Fernandes scored a penalty after 2 minutes after the match ended. This is wonderful.
Job done. Another win for Dave on the Girly Quiz.
What a great week. Thank you very much, Dublin, for having my back. Appreciate it.
I need to go back in my history to whatever website I was looking at. Never use them again for
anything.
I've always thought,
yeah, your lips are just messed up there, Emma.
Shut
up. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.